North Dumfries, Ontario's The Recklaws, Stu and Jenna Walker. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. Whereabouts did we catch you on this day?
On this day, like in where we are in Toronto. If that's what you meant.
I thought you meant this day last year.
I know. I was like, what were we doing last year on this day?
I don't remember anything.
No, we're both in Toronto right now.
How has 2020 been for the Recklaws, despite the fact that COVID has been very rampant this year?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, we are not in this alone, so we feel a little bit supported that way. And it was an interesting summer. We were supposed to be so busy, and turned out we weren't. But we also took advantage of that. We got to spend a lot more time with our family, our siblings, our friends, and then we also took time and recorded an album. So we really took advantage of the time we had off, for sure.
I'm thinking, please correct me if I'm wrong here, but I'm thinking you miss the live shows, you miss the fans, do you not?
Oh, absolutely. That was literally, that's the reason why we do this. And so the fact that we were unable to do so this year and try to make up for it, doing live streams, every time you finish a song, you expect applause and it's just dead silence. It's been taking some getting used to, but we're going to try to look on the bright side and hopefully those days are coming sooner than we all expect.
Now we turn to the success of the Recklaws. You guys have basically lived in the top 10 as far as the charts are concerned. You've got a couple of numbers, ones under your belt, like Fields Like That, Can't Help Myself. How exciting is it that you guys are on the charts, on country music radio, and hitting number one as well?
It's a dream come true. I mean, if you told us 3 years ago that was something we'd be achieving, we would not have believed you. It's taken a lot of work and a lot of belief and an amazing team that we're surrounded by that makes that happen. And I mean, I think it's all perfectly planned out the way it should be. The timing is perfect and we feel so blessed to have this opportunity and we feel ready. So it's pretty cool that we get to do this.
Yes, but I will admit here, guys, I'm missing you guys every time I'm trying to tune into the CFL because I know you guys have got the theme now.
Yeah, that is one extra downside to this entire year that the CFL wasn't able to keep going through 2020. But we will be, if they want to, we will be back with full force on Thursday night next summer.
Oh, yeah.
What was the reaction from you guys that you found out that you guys were going to be the theme of the Canadian Football League?
It was crazy.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they called us. The label called us and was like, there's this opportunity. The CFL is in. Are you guys in? And it was on April Fool's. You're like, yeah, that's funny. Like, whatever. It's our second single. There's no way the CFL is going to take somebody as under-established as we are and use a song and whatever. And they did. And it literally just, like, it connected us to an entirely new group of fans and people.
Yeah.
People that don't necessarily even like country music. We have been trying to morph them to become country music lovers.
It was just the power of that song and the power of Canadian football and the people we got to reach through that is something we will never take for granted because it was just huge in a part of like our lives and our careers.
Mm-hmm.
Stu and Jenna, the Canadian country music scene is definitely, it seems to me, like carrying the load right now and doing very, very well. How proud are you guys just to be part of that Canadian country music scene that is practically living on top of the charts right now?
I mean, so blessed. We are so proud to be from Canada, and we're so proud to, I mean, we really got to meet the top of the top this year and tour with them, and we've been fans of Canadian country music our whole lives, and to be able to be up there and running with all those people is such a gift, and we don't take it for granted, like I said, but we're blessed to do it and excited to see what's next, honestly.
You mentioned new music here, Jenna and Stu. You've got new music out now. Any other new music projects on the horizon?
For the moment, no. Since Sophomore Slump has come out, we pretty much spent the entire summer in my living room in Toronto recording that album and just tightening it up. And I don't know, I feel like we hit a really insanely good creative space this past year. And then that was the Sophomore Slump album was the result of it. And now that it's all out and it's done, like we almost are just taking a breath and inhaling that album and actually enjoying it and seeing the reaction from our fans, and it's been so great. But as of right now, no new music until I don't think the new year.
Okay. That actually, I guess, segues into my next question. If you had a crystal ball, what would 2021 look like for the Reklaws?
Oh, my goodness. That's a major question.
Yeah.
Honestly, I would just be so... We have to look at it in a positive way about what's going to happen. I think when things open up, and they will open up, and it's going to be huge and awesome, and the massive crowds singing Sophomore Slump, singing these songs, and making it their own, and I just think next summer is going to be bigger than we ever dreamt of. And then also down the line, bigger dreams of expanding the listeners, I guess, reaching out to more people and creating songs that allow different genres to be involved and for other people to see it that way.
Stu, how optimistic is that goal?
Very optimistic. Like Jenna said, there's no determining thing that's going to like guaranteeing that we're going to be playing on stages next year, but if it were up to me, my crystal ball would be literally just 100 straight days of summer and us up on stage doing what we love and showcasing all these new songs to our fans, like she's saying.
I think I've got to end on this here. Jenna, Stu, how big is the sibling rivalry?
Honestly, I feel like it used to be bigger, and now we've realized each other's like positive points and where we add to what we do, and I think we appreciate that. And I think that we kind of have to look past all of it, because if there was sibling rivalry, it'd just slow us down. It would just slow us down, which we don't need. We want to keep moving at this pace and believing in each other and building each other up and appreciating each other. Yeah. But of course,
you know. Now that we're in our late 20s, I think we're starting to get over the competitive side of our sibling rivalry for sure. But there was, at one point, obviously, it was quite high tension.
Oh, yeah. I remember getting in fights on stage, yeah. Like secret
But the bottom line is, it's just so much fun, is it not?
Oh, it's so fun. And it's so awesome because you get to experience it with someone that you've experienced your whole life with. It's not like someone that you've known for a couple of years. We've known each other our whole lives, and it kind of keeps you grounded as well as appreciating every step of the way.
Jenna, Stu, Walker, I am absolutely over the moon that I was able to catch up with you, and I wish you guys all the best and all the success in the world. The Reklaws, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Keith.
Keith, thank you so much. This is awesome.